Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. When you think of true repentance, the name Judas Iscariot probably doesn't immediately come to mind. But in Matthew 27:3, you read this, quote, "When Judas, who had betrayed Jesus, saw that he had been condemned, he felt remorse and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders." But John, we see in that verse both an attitude and action normally associated with repentance. Some people today who repent seem to do far less. What's that verse describing? Did Judas repent?
Well, he didn't repent in the full salvation sense of repentance. He just felt bad. That's remorse. That's not repentance unto salvation, to borrow a phrase from another New Testament book. There was no repentance unto salvation. There was no sense that he was a wretched, vile sinner and needed forgiveness. He felt remorse. That's the way the translation puts it. He was sorry for all the wasted years following Christ, because he only followed Christ in the beginning because he wanted money and power and prominence and prestige and to be in a position in the kingdom. He was motivated by avarice. He was motivated by greed. That's why Jesus said about him, "One of you is a devil." Now, this is not the kind of repentance that we associate with real salvation. This is the kind of remorse that we associate with somebody who feels bad about his circumstances. Yes, remorse is a component of true salvation, true repentance. But if it's only remorse, that is not in itself equal to repentance. That he didn't repent is clear. He never came back to Christ, and he went out and hanged himself.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you have a question for John, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.